Welcome to Pete Talks Jobs. I'm your host, Pete Galt. Employers need people. People need jobs. Each week we talk about open jobs and people looking for work. This is all about making connections and putting the people in your neighborhood back to work. Weekly on Wednesday, Pete Talks Jobs will record, cast, and stream live on Facebook via the Human Resources Group. The Human Resources Group on Facebook is currently 11,000 members strong and growing every day. Employers, you can sponsor your job listings. To find out how, send a note to petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Job seekers, you can have your experience and a little bit about yourselves featured. Send a note for details to, again, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Now, let's see who's hiring.
Good morning, everybody. I am Peter Galt. Welcome to the Pete Talks Jobs Show this morning. I hope you all are having a fantastic week. I am going to start off by doing a little bit of housekeeping. So for any of you who are actually not interested in listening to me talk about advertising stuff or such, you can move along and then come back or hang with me here. I would really appreciate, and certainly I know our advertisers will, and also 216th and Net. Now, the Pete Talks Jobs Show is recorded and streamed live via Facebook every Wednesday, right here on the Human Resources Group. We are almost 12,000 members strong. Can you believe that? Almost 12,000 members strong right here in the Human Resources Group on Facebook. That is actually a group of professional HR peers connected throughout the entire globe, the entire earth. And you learn an incredible amount from country to country, state to state, region to region, just, you know, all kinds of things, what people can do in different areas and what they can't do in different areas per legislation and laws. It's amazing. So I'm really excited to have so many of you, almost 12,000 members right here in the Human Resources Group. So thank you very much for being a part of that. And again, Pete Talks Jobs goes, I go live here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And then the show airs on 216thenet, 216thenet.com, internet radio every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central. And of course, that's U.S. time. So 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Central, and 10 a.m. Eastern. Now, very quickly, career and job seekers, you get to have your experience and your contact information. Generally, a quick email address is usually what's best on this. Some people like to give their phone, and that's fine too. But your information is feature gratis. That means no cost to you at all. If you're a job seeker and want your information featured, I'll share that. It's always at the bottom half of the hour. And share information on people who are looking for work, and always excited and happy to do that, and especially excited because today we do have a special guest who will be joining us probably right in around 10 minutes or so, Jerry, who has been a featured job seeker here before and is now working, and she's going to tell us all about her new job. So that's really very cool. I'm pretty excited about that. Now, employers and hiring managers, you can sponsor your career and job openings starting as, it works out to as low as $53 a week. And that's just an incredibly, incredibly cost-effective recruiting spend. And one reason it's so incredibly cost-effective is through the syndicated podcast of the Pete Talks Jobs Show. We reach out to a little over 100,000 listeners every week. That's fantastic. It's amazing. And just love doing that. The podcast is syndicated across iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Player, Spotify, Listenin, TuneIn, Radio Public. There's a ton of those out there that it's actually syndicated through. So it's really cool to be able to do that and reach everybody that way. Now, additionally, businesses, nonprofits, corporations, and organizations, all of you, you can actually sponsor the Pete Talks Jobs Show. If you don't particularly have jobs you want to sponsor, but want to sponsor your organization, business, what have you, you're more than welcome to do that. You can do that through directly through 216thenet, 216thenet.com. They have some remarkable sponsorship packages and options. One, in fact, is the holiday sponsorship program, and that runs from October 1st through December 31st. And it's only, oh my gosh, those 3 months, the entire last quarter of the holiday season here, you can have your one-minute ad played on air 11 times per broadcast day. That's 990 times throughout the entire holiday season, and it's only $550. I couldn't believe when they told me that that's what the price was. It's a phenomenal holiday sponsorship program package. So if you'd love to have your message played 11 times per broadcast day, that's every single day, Monday through Sunday, every week, Sunday through Saturday, every week, however you want to frame your week up, it's going to run 11 times per day, and that's a one-minute ad. For details, you can go to 216thenet.com, or you can send a note to 216thenet at gmail.com, or, of course, just drop a note right to me, and that's PeteTalksJobs at gmail.com on any of this. So I'm reaching across the camera. Sorry about that. And we're going to click down here. And I'm going to put that down. I'm actually sitting down today. Usually I do this standing up, but I'm sitting down today. Now, today we're actually going to reach out and give Jerry a quick call. We're going to talk to her a little bit. Jerry Settles is now an agent. She's an agent with Family Heritage Life Insurance Company. Jerry actually has been a featured career seeker on the Pete Talks Jobs show. So it's very exciting to actually get to talk to her now about her career. And again, she's her new job, her new career. Actually, I believe she's been in insurance for quite a while, but has gone to a new employer. And Family Heritage Life Insurance Company, they've been around for about 30 years. And they provide cancer insurance, intensive care, heart attack, stroke insurance, hospital indemnity, accident insurance, life insurance. And I rather like their mission. The Family Heritage Life mission is to help provide financial security and peace of mind to families when the unexpected occurs. Now, Family Heritage Life Insurance Company is owned, it's an owned subsidiary of Torchmark Corporation. And the reason that's cool is while for an insurance company being 30 years old, that's considered relatively new within the industry, Torchmark is over 200 years old. That blew me away. Coming across a company that is 200 years old, that's been around that long, is a little mind-blowing, really. That's amazing. That's almost as old as our country, the United States. So really remarkable. Now, Torchmark's mission is very similar. It is to help working class families secure financial protection from adverse circumstances. Now, Torchmark's headquarters is in McKinney, Texas, which is about, I understand, 30 miles north of Dallas. So now we're going to go ahead and click over here. I'm going to give Jerry a quick call. We're going to click. And it says we're calling. I'm going to push the mic back here just a bit so we can hear that.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry, hi, good morning. You're live on the Pete Talks Job Show. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic, Pete. Thank you.
Oh, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to have you on today, not just because you're going to tell us a lot of cool stuff about what you do and what your company does for employees and employers, but because you're actually a former career seeker that was featured on the show. So it's really cool that now I get to talk to you. Instead of talking about what you do, I get to talk to you about what you do because you've got a new job.
Yeah.
So now,
and I have to just say that anybody who gets a Pete Talks job, it's a good deal because it only took a week for me to get another job.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. I love that. Now,
it is. Me too.
I did tell everybody just a little bit about you, that you are an insurance agent. You're an agent for American Heritage Family. And did I get that right?
Family Heritage Insurance.
I'm sorry. Family Heritage Life Insurance Company.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay. Me personally, I've been in a property and casualty. I don't do property and casualty. I only do people. I do health and life insurance, and I have for about 8.5 years now. And most of my experience has been with supplemental programs, primarily supplemental programs that are in addition to a person's regular major medical insurance. So whether or not they have major medical insurance through an employer or somewhere else, through the state, something, or if they don't even have health insurance, they can still qualify for supplemental programs that my company provides that can help them when they're in a crisis to keep their houses. A lot of people don't realize that the costs to medical emergencies are overwhelmingly on the side of unsupported costs in terms of not being paid for by major medical insurance or other kinds of insurance. And so when a person has supplemental insurance programs like my company provides, the nice part is we send a check directly to that individual, and they are able to then pay their mortgage and put food on the table and pay the electricity bill.
Wow.
When they can't work.
That's amazing.
It's amazing stuff.
That is amazing. Now that you're in this new role and with this new company here, and because through the show, our audience, we're talking to a lot of hiring managers, business owners, C-suite execs here via the show, could you take a minute and describe how what you do can actually help them and maybe their employees, how that might tie in with the benefits that they offer?
Yeah, one of the neat things about what I do, Pete, is that when I talk to business owners and people who are decision makers in large companies, large and small companies, we are able to help them retain the employees that they've worked so hard to find with the benefits that supplemental insurance gives to those employees. It doesn't have to cost the employer any money at all. It can help them lower their overhead if the premiums are put through in a certain way. But the nice part is when people have to use the programs for whatever reason, they remember that they got them through that employer or that they at least found out about them through that work site. And so what that does is it builds a kind of psychological connection between the employer and the employee that wasn't there before. And so that tends to help employers retain employees a little bit longer in a little bit better working relationship.
Wow.
Because it sends a message that the employer cares about their employees.
And that's
huge today.
It is. It's phenomenally huge today. I think a lot of people don't realize, and when I say a lot of people, a lot of leaders within organizations, companies, don't realize how big a deal it is to have the impression or have the feeling that the company you work for cares about you as an individual.
Yeah, just the fact that they make the programs available or the knowledge about the programs available is enough to help that feeling come into a lot of employees. We've actually done some research on it, and we do help retain employees for employers, which is a big thing. The other piece is that Family Heritage has kind of a unique proposition in that after a person has one of their coverages for a certain length of time, we return the premium back to them. So in essence, it's like having a savings account sort of or having free insurance. If you need the benefits, then the benefits are there. But if you don't use them, then the premium comes back to the individual that paid them in for a length of time, and then the coverage continues. So it's just kind of a no-brainer and a win-win situation for everybody.
Wow. Now, how does that work? I mean, I've never heard of an insurance company giving premiums back. That's almost,
I know.
wait a minute, you're
it's
doing
awesome, actually.
Isn't that how they make their money?
What happens is we put up a program in place for an individual, it locks in the rates at the age that they are currently. Mm-hmm. And so then they have the program for 20, 25 years. Maybe they've used it a little bit. So let's say they paid in, say, $30,000 worth of premium over the course of 25 years, and they used about $5,000 worth of benefits. Then we'll give them back $25,000 of the premium that they paid in, you know, that $30,000 minus the $5,000 that they got benefits out of. If they don't use it at all, they get all their premium back. If they had to use it because there was a medical emergency of some sort, say a catastrophic car accident or something like that, or a heart attack, then maybe they had to use all the benefit. In any case, everybody wins because the finances are there when they need them the most.
Wow. That's amazing. I've never heard of an insurance company doing that. Of course,
we're one of the few.
Well, I don't spend a lot of time talking about insurance with people, but that's why I'm... Another reason I'm really happy you're on the show here today. Tell us a little bit. I mean, that's really cool. That's amazing.
It's very cool. It's one of the things that really rocked my socks about working with the company, because it's kind of like, well, here, I have a piece of candy. Would you like it in this form, or would you like it in this form? it's kind of cool.
That is cool.
You get the benefit regardless.
That's very cool. Now, what else should we know about your new employer, your new company? How long have you been there now?
Well, I've only been with Family Heritage for a couple of weeks, so I'm not well-versed in everything that there is to know about the company, although I'm learning quickly. Because I was in the field before with other companies, I have a shorter learning curve than I would have had before. So I'm real familiar with how accidental coverage works and how supplemental programs work in general. And what I can tell you is that the company does, I've talked to several people who have Family Heritage coverage and have had it for a long time, and they do pay their claims quickly, and they do return their premiums just like they promise. That's something that's very important to me, because I need to be able to represent a company that does what they say they're going to do.
Wow. Now, what
Family Heritage is part of Torchmark, and Torchmark's been around for about 200 years.
And that blew
that's
me away.
That's also important. In the insurance industry, that's big.
That is big. I had no idea there was. That's amazing, because Family Heritage, you know, I think about a business being around, because you said they've been around about 30 years, and to me that's a good long time, you know, especially in the service industries or manufacturing. You get an employer who's hitting that 25, 30-year mark, and that actually indicates really, really strong stability. That's longevity in those industries, in
it
those
is.
Areas.
Yeah, and the company has highest ratings on financial stability, and they have a high rating, a very high rating from the Better Business Bureau as well. So that matters in the industry also.
Wow. Now, even though you've only been there just a couple of weeks, a few weeks, what's been your favorite part so far?
Well, being able to talk to people that I've known a long time, who have just either known me and know what I do, or were actually clients of mine with other companies, who take a look at what's going on and say, oh my gosh, this is so much better, this is so cool, and they jump at the opportunity to get in a program. It's awesome to see what kind of coverages that Family Heritage has to offer and the things it can do for people.
That's awesome. That's great. Jerry, excellent. Thank you. Now, there might be some people out there with some questions. What's the best way for them to reach you?
They can call me on the phone. My number is 815-245-5239.
You want to say that one more time?
815-245-5239.
Awesome. Cool.
And I wanted to put out there, Pete, we're also hiring. We're always looking for agents to come into the workforce with us, because there's, quite frankly, a whole lot of people to talk to and not enough people to go around, not enough agents to go around.
Wow, cool. So if somebody's looking for work, maybe you can connect them if they call that number as well, right?
I can guarantee them an interview, that's for sure.
Well, okay. Never had anybody guarantee an interview, but that's the first time right here on Pete Talks Jobs. Jerry can guarantee you an interview if you give her a call if you want to be an insurance agent there. That's a big deal, Jerry. Thank you.
Well, it's the truth. We only do people things. We don't do property stuff. My philosophy in life is property insurance is extremely important, and I appreciate the people that do it, mm-hmm. and I refer business to them all the time. But for me, I can replace my car. I can't replace my daughter. I can't replace my important people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where my heart is.
Awesome.
And I love working in a business that I can follow my heart. I can be true to my heart and to what my inner guidance is. And to me, then it makes it not work.
That's very cool.
And the fact that I can actually, you know, make some money at it is good.
Isn't it fun when you get to do when what you do for work is something you really love?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful. It's not working.
Yeah. Well, my wife teases me all the time and says, I always knew you'd wind up working in a padded room one day. And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Sitting in front of a microphone. I absolutely love it. Jerry, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I truly appreciate it. Congratulations on the new job. That's awesome.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Truly thank you
awesome.
For having me today.
All right. Jerry, take care, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, cool. Bye-bye.
But that was so much fun to have Jerry on the show just now. Having somebody, and we've had a lot. We've had so many people over the course of the summer. But, you know, somebody like Jerry who's been a featured candidate on the show, who, again, as she mentioned, she was a featured candidate on the show. I think I talked about her a couple of weeks before she got back to me and said, hey, wait, stop. I've actually got a job. And she was on the show for, a week? And then she said she found a job. So that's amazing. And again, everybody out there who is looking for work, remember, being a featured candidate on the show costs you zero, zippo, no dollarinos. I connect you and talk about you to employers completely gratis. The whole point of this show is to help employers find the people they need. Recruiting for employers is incredibly expensive, extremely cost, in some cases almost cost prohibitive, but you've got to have the people that you need. So knowing that and understanding that, developing the Pete Talks Job Show, it was important to me to find a way, to create a way, to make it really cost-effective for employers to connect directly with the people that are looking for work, and the people that are looking for work to connect directly with employers, give them another avenue, a larger audience for their voice, their information to be heard. It's really tough when you're looking for a job and you're working either on your own, trying to send resumes out day after day, pounding the pavement, knocking on doors. You can only be in front of one person at a time yourself, and your resume goes out there. You send emails, you put things in the mail. Sometimes you hear back, most of the time you don't, and you keep going and going and going. And when you've got someone else in your corner talking about you, even if it's just, you know, again, here, me on the show talking about you, but we've got, again, a little over 100,000 people listening every week, that's a lot of ears. You know, that's 200,000 ears, assuming no one's pulled a Van Gogh. But, at any rate, if you want your information shared, send me an email, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Now, we are going to talk about a few positions here, and we're going to go through a few of these relatively quickly. We do have the very first career opportunity we're going to talk about today is Director of Operations. And this is for an organization that is in Dallas, Texas. Now, the people that you'll contact for this are Cerisi, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Cerisi and Morick. Now, Cerisi and Morick is an executive search firm. Now, their firm is conducting this search, and this is a client of theirs. It's a privately held global manufacturing company. They're looking for director of operation, and it's actually director of operation searches located near Illinois, Ohio, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, or Kansas. So in those regions, it's not just necessarily just Dallas, Texas, but you know, they're conducting this search for this role in Illinois, Ohio, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, or Kansas. The role will report to the Vice President of Operations. The Director of Operations will have overall responsibility for the P&L and operational performance of multiple facilities, and leadership responsibility for the plant managers at each site in their specific region, in their specified region. Now, the successful candidate will work closely with senior customer representatives and drive business performance to achieve growth plans. The ideal candidate will have preferred to have a bachelor's degree. However, actual leadership within a manufacturing environment is most important, as they've noted here. Proven experience leading, change management, driving lean and efficient efficiency initiatives, and there is a large amount of travel, up to 75% travel. It lists total compensation. Now, total compensation can be considered both base salary, bonuses, benefits, time off options, etc. But it says total compensation here, the listing says $225,000 to $250,000. So we're in the decent six-figure income mark here. And now the cool thing about this is you can actually find this, and you're going to find quite a few of the ones that I talk about today. You're going to find them also posted on LinkedIn. So you can go take a look at the full information on these. And this is Director of Operations, Ceresi, and that's C-I-R-E-S-I, and Morek, M as in Marvin, O-R-E-K. And that is the search firm. And I believe the job poster on LinkedIn was Mark Morek, who is the managing partner at that firm. So you can search this on LinkedIn. I think it's only been up a handful of days, maybe a week if that. So check it out, learn more about it. And if you're in Illinois, Ohio, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, or Kansas, particularly this posting that is up, states Dallas, Texas, of course, United States. But, you know, check it out. Go up there, take a look, and see if that's something that you're interested in. Now, to learn a little bit more about Ceresi and Morek, you can go to C-I-R-E-S-I-A-N-D, M as in Marvin, O-R-E-K.com. It's C-I-R-E-S-I-A-N-D, M-O-R-E-K.com. And they do a lot, apparently, in the advanced search areas. Advanced meaning senior level recruiting. So check that out. Now we're going to take a quick gander. We're going to gander. How about that? I haven't gandered in a while, so let's try that. We're going to gander at a role called president, a president role for Kingsley Compression, Inc. And this is based in Cambridge, Ohio. And Cambridge, Ohio, they are Kingsley Corporation is a leader in building small to medium horsepower natural gas compressors. And they're looking for candidates for the role of president. The president of Kingsley will be responsible for developing and leading the implementation of a strategic plan to advance the company's mission and objectives and to promote revenue, profitability, and growth of the organization. Key expectations include establish a growth strategy to capture more market share, increase manufacturing capacity and production capabilities, and build a top-notch sales organization. Right there at the top three key expectations all center around building and growth. So if you've got a history of that in your leadership career, your professional leadership career, you are interested in the Cambridge, Ohio area, check out Kingsley Compression, Inc. You can go online and search them. Now, this one, again, is also on LinkedIn. So you can go on LinkedIn, search jobs, President Kingsley, K-I-N-G-S-L-Y, Compression, Inc. Kingsley Compression, Inc. And go ahead and check that out. In fact, the job poster is listed as Aaron Phillips, A-A-R-O-N Phillips. And it's got his email there. I'm gonna leave that to you to find on LinkedIn for Aaron. I don't know if he's okay with us shouting out his email address out to 100,000 listeners. Imagine as a recruiter he might be, but I haven't confirmed that with him. So maybe next time, if we're still talking about this one next week. So if you're interested in the president role with Kingsley Compression in Cambridge, Ohio, go search that on LinkedIn. Check out the full listing and have some fun. Reach out and say, hey, I would love to lead you guys in your growth role, growth potential. Now we are jumping over to, we're not jumping. I thought that this was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh, I'm sorry. Racine, Wisconsin. Racine. So just across the border from Chicagoland here. Just right into the border there in Racine. We're talking a little bit about Modine, M-O-D-I-N-E. They're looking for a procurement manager, a global raw materials. Procurement manager, global raw materials. And that's in Racine, Wisconsin. They're looking for somebody who will be responsible for leading a team of 4 to 6 commodity buyers in the sourcing and procurement of raw materials required by all Modine plants. This position will be responsible for creation and executions of the raw materials commodity strategy on a global basis for all business units, including, and I don't know what these acronyms stand for or are, I imagine they're industry specific to them, but including VTS, BHVAC, and CIS, and any other future additions. The position will direct the activities of all raw material commodity buyers, and the position is charged with ensuring that all raw material buyers, raw material buyers meet business objectives and defined quality standards. A successful candidate will be a visionary procurement leader and change agent who will assist in the implementation of procurement strategies, policies, and supporting processes to raise the efficiency and effectiveness of the procurement organization. So I'm going to let you go look this one up as well. They actually have listed this on MilwaukeeJobs.com. Maybe that's why I was thinking Milwaukee. But MilwaukeeJobs.com, search Modine Procurement Manager. They'd like people to come through that and check that out a little bit. I think that there's actually quite a lot in their listing. I'm going to let you go through that all because I've got quite a few others to get through. We've got some candidates to get through. We had a great conversation with Jerry this morning. Again, Jerry, thank you so very, very much. Thank you for tuning in to 216 The Net, 216thenet.com. 216 The Net is a station breaking the mold of radio as you know it. We bring only positive, inspiring shows to the airwaves. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you will find it in many formats. Your path to success is paved with gratitude. We stay away from the negative aspects of most topics to give you your daily dose of encouragement. Welcome to 216 The Net, 216thenet.com. 216 The Net is sponsored and supported in part by Natural Therapy Wellness Center, 815-385-8190, McHenryMassage.com. How often do you take time for yourself? A massage can be a great way to pamper yourself, but it can also help alleviate or sometimes even cure those ailments that you deal with regularly. Contact us today to speak to one of our certified therapists about your needs. Natural Therapy Wellness Center,
815-385-8190.
216 The Net is brought to you in part by the generous support of our sponsor, Northern Illinois Windows, Inc. We are a commercial and residential window servicing company committed to providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. Our highly trained technicians will make every aspect of your window cleaning needs worry-free. Northern Illinois Windows, Inc. 815-385-6646. Again, 815-385-6646.
Experience, education, character, an inherent ability with numbers, an exceptional CPA. These are the reasons why business owners choose Eric Mason of Mobile Accounting for their bookkeeping, payroll, and tax services. Call Eric at Mobile Accounting, 224-321-6859. That's 224-321-6859.
216 The Net is sponsored by and broadcast from Sticker Dude, the creators of Vinyl Chaos. 815-322-2480. StickerDude.com. The Sticker Dude team brings over 25 years of experience from the graphic, marketing, and sales industry. Advertising on vehicles and other services, full attention on the design, print, and installation is given to your project. From in-house full-time installers to our top-of-the-line printing and finishing room. Contact us today to learn what you need to look for and why before committing to making an investment in vehicle wraps. We're not your corner sign shop. Sticker Dude, call 815-322-2480.
Programming on 216 The Net is brought to you in part by the support of our sponsor, X-Tech Repair. X-Tech Repair is a full-service IT business specialist providing managed services with 24-hour business support, in-store repair of broken cells, tablets, and screen replacements with both PC and Mac specialists on staff. Visit online at xtech.repair or in person at the corner of Pingree and 176 in Crystal Lake, Illinois, or call 815-516-8075.
For any of you who are wanting to expand, add to your advertising for the holiday season, you cannot get a better rate for the holiday promotion package through 216 The Net. It's amazing. $550 October 1st through December 31st, and your one-minute ad, your one-minute spot, runs 11 times per broadcast day. That's 11 times on a 24-hour cycle. 11 times. That means your one-minute spot is going to play 990 times over the course of the holiday season. That's amazing for $550. So if you've already got a spot created, an MP3 that you want to just send over to them, shoot it over. Check them out online, 216thenet.com or 216thenet at gmail.com. Or you can even shoot me a note and say, hey, Pete, would love you to help hook us up with that holiday sponsorship package at 216thenet, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. That's an amazing rate. I can't believe it. $550, $550 for the entire three-month holiday season, October 1st through December 31st. For a guaranteed 990 plays of your message. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We're going to continue on talking about a couple more jobs. And these actually I'm going to talk about are a few that I am working on myself. I'm working on these directly. And one is, and now this is very interesting. It's been a while since I've had one of these come across my desk to work on. So I'm kind of excited about it. This is a production. That didn't sound exciting, did it? I'm excited about it. I really am. I am. It's cool. And I amuse myself, I know. But production engineer, design, fabricate, program. This is a tall order for a production engineer, and it's with a company very well established, Northern McHenry County, Illinois. They've been around for a good long while, more than 25 years. Actually, I think more, maybe around 30. They've been around a while. Northern McHenry County, Illinois. So the far northwest Chicagoland suburb area. Now, this is for production process and fabrication manufacturer based in McHenry County, Illinois. Again, Northern McHenry County. Not too far from the Wisconsin border. Must have strong quality skill sets in PLC programming, panel wiring, SolidWorks 3D design, and electronic schematic design for complete hands-on production process equipment builds from conception to functioning completion. Again, this is a tall order. This is going to take a very talented, highly skilled production engineer. Somebody who will work with a small department of one other engineer and support staff. And this role communicates directly with the plant manager and the company's owner and president. No specific number of years of experience are required for this. It's the quality of experience and the ability to complete production requirements within deadlines that is most important, as well as clear, open communication. That's what's most important. If your background as a production engineer includes hitting, meeting deadlines, you know PLC programming, panel wiring, SolidWorks for 3D design, electronic schematic design. You can work from schematics. You can work from mechanical prints. You have a basic knowledge of GD&T, geometric dimensioning and tolerancing. You know these things. Really, really want to consider this. And you'll shoot me a note, send me your resume, shoot me a note, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. There's somewhere, this role starts somewhere in the, if you're interested in hourly wages, somewhere in the $30 an hour mark. If you're interested in salary compensation, probably somewhere in the $60,000 plus per year mark. And wages, salary are based on initially perceived skills and directly related position knowledge. They certainly have proven, at least to me in the past, with candidates I've placed with them before, that they are open to rewarding knowledge, skill, and ability. And company is not only strong and stable, but rapidly growing. If you're a production engineer that can take this role to the next level and well into the future with them, send your resume now. Again, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Additionally, I've got a client that's looking for a cost estimator slash materials purchaser in central McHenry County, Illinois. This is in Crystal Lake, Illinois. It's a small, well-established custom metals job shop. And they specialize in keeping other manufacturers' equipment running, and they do that by reverse engineering the parts that their customers send them. So when their machines go down, what do? We gotta keep these machines up and running. They send the part that's broken or not working anymore, and they can't source anywhere because it's discontinued. A lot of manufacturing equipment, while it still runs and does an amazing job, amazing work, they're kind of old. These things that are out there that are producing all of these wonderful materials we use on a day-to-day basis, a lot of them, they don't make anymore. So when they break down and they need that part to keep that thing running, they have to have somebody that can actually make that part. And that's what my client does. So they need somebody with strong metals job shop cost estimating experience. That's number one. If you've done job shop cost estimating, I need to hear from you. They need to hear from you right away. It must be able to work from and read rough mechanical sketches all the way to full mechanical blueprints. Possess, again, a basic understanding of GD&T, be able to work with AutoCAD, and understand the reverse engineering process of reverse engineering parts, understand that process. And this, they have a salary range that starts at the $45,000 year plus level. Number of years of experience is not as important to them as the ability, the quality of experience that you have that relates to what they need someone to do. Company has been around since the 80s, so 30 plus years, very well established and actually really loved by their incredibly strong customer base. You imagine being a manufacturer and you have a piece of equipment go down and the one person you know can fix that piece, the piece, the part, whatever it is, and get you back up and running, and they take care of you every time, you're really going to like them. So, again, if that sounds like you, shoot me a note at petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Now, one more that I'm going to talk about that I'm working on, and I've talked about this a few times, is a service manager role. And this actually does require an Illinois pest control license. A service manager role for a pest control company in the northwest suburbs of Chicagoland. They do serve the McHenry County, Lake County, over into Chicago itself a bit, up across the border a bit in Wisconsin. But for this role, you do need a valid current Illinois pest control license. Excuse me, folks. Sorry about that. I'll get to go back and edit this a bit. My apologies, everybody out there live. This particular role will train, guide, and support the team of field service techs. It provides help and guidance during challenging assignments and projects, assist with service rep issues, call-ins while on routes, or actually even going out on route, service calls, anything that is particularly involved, and keep track of material supplies and ensuring all equipment functions. So again, if you are experienced in the pest control industry, you have an Illinois pest control license and would love an opportunity to be in the role, or if you've already been in the role and would just like to continue to grow your career of service manager, shoot me a note. That's petetalksjobs@gmail.com. And now we come to the portion of the show that everybody enjoys and loves. We're going to talk about, we have just a few candidates to talk about this week, but we're going to talk about them nonetheless and hope that they'll find some careers that they're looking for. First, we have Beth. And Beth is a remarkable customer service rep who's dealt with customer service in some remarkably high-stress situations. She's actually provided non-emergency service for police departments in Illinois, in the Chicagoland region. She has worked as a library, public library, for the public library. I'm getting tongue-tied. I apologize, Beth. Beth has actually also provided youth services assistant support in public libraries dealing with kids. That's tough, not easy. And as well as being a lead operator processing incoming directory assistant telephone calls. So assisting people finding information within very specific time constraints. So from police departments to public libraries to directory assistant calls. Now, additionally, in her past career, and I think I said this before, hint, hint, Beth has some experience in radio. And she's done some work in so far as developing and implementing marketing strategies, promotional events, and client-based promotions, and listener-based promotions, and on-air contests for 11 radio stations in the past. So, who do I know that has a radio station? Well, there's 216 The Net that Pete Talks Jobs broadcasts from every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I know that 216 The Net is growing, so hint, 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 hint. And that's all the hints I'm going to give. If you're interested in reaching out to Beth, if you need an amazing customer service rep who can deal with things under stress, shoot her an email. It's hannanhouse1@aol.com. That's hannanhouse1@aol.com. Justin Francis. Justin Francis is really quite an interesting candidate here to me because he creates two-dimensional and three-dimensional images depicting objects in motion or illustrating a process using computer animation or modeling programs, designing complex graphics and animation using independent judgment, creativity, and computer equipment and software. Justin is very skilled and proficient in Adobe Creative Suite, the entire Adobe Creative Suite, Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, also not a stranger to Microsoft Office and Autodesk 3DS Max and Maya, M-A-Y-A. If you're interested in Justin and his illustrating talents and animation talents, this is really amazing to me. Reach out to him, send him a note, J.C. Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, 1992, at yahoo.com. That's J.C., F as in Frank, R-A-N-C-I-S, as in Sam, 1992, at yahoo.com. Let him know that you heard about him on Pete Talks Jobs. And now we're going to talk a little bit about Mike Levitsky. Mike Levitsky he's been described, I love it when people describe people this way, hardworking, good work ethic, not one sick day in the 5 years with his last employer. Unfortunately, his last employer did make some adjustments and had to downsize some staff. And, you know, people get caught up in that. It's happened across the board to a lot of folks, and just not a lot you can do about that. Mike is actually looking for an employer who trusts their employees to do the right thing, to be independent, take care of business, and values their employees, let them do what they were hired to do. He's got very heavy customer interaction experience, especially in the quality areas, quality departments, quality tech departments. Would also love to put his management degree, manufacturing management degree, to work and help in your production environment. You can reach Mike at M as in Mike, LEWYCKYJ at yahoo.com. That's M as in Mike, LEWYCKYJ at yahoo.com. And that's Mike Levitsky. Shoot him a note. Say, hey, Mike, we heard about you on Pete Talks Jobs. We'd like to learn a little bit more. Now, I'm going to mention just very quickly Gina Rent. Maybe a little bit more than just quickly, because I know Gina personally. I know her myself. She is a phenomenal human resources professional. She is certified. She holds a PHR certification. She provides 15 years of progressive human resource experience in a broad range of functions. Now, she's performed just a myriad of tasks, complex all the way through simple, but in HR, she's actually somebody, and I've been in HR a long time myself. She's someone that when I'm kind of second-guessing myself, I'll give her a call for that little bit of confirmation, or that, whoa, no, Pete, you know, back that train up a little bit. It's this. And she's just amazing at what she does and what she knows. Recruitment and retention, compensation, employee benefits, payroll administration, performance management, workforce safety. It's a big one. Workforce safety compliance, employee relations, also very big. Separation, offboarding, handling terminations, compliance and liability. And that's always my big focus, is compliance, liability, legislation, employment law. Even though I'm not an attorney, I'm extremely well-versed in those areas, and so is Gina. Gina knows her stuff. She understands compliance. She understands legislation. And to have a peer that I can call and run things by, say, do you think I'm interpreting this correctly? And someone that I trust to know her stuff, that's a big deal to me. Gina, you can reach her. She's looking for career opportunities within the Chicagoland, Milwaukee region. G-R-I-N as in Nancy, D as in David, T as in Tom. G-R-I-N-D-T at sbcglobal.net. That's G-R-I-N-D-T at sbcglobal.net. If you need a good, solid HR generalist, a true generalist, you've got to talk to Gina. She's really remarkable at what she does. Then here we're going to talk about Lisa Pettinelli. Lisa Pettinelli. Her email address is lisamarie2237 at gmail.com. That's L-I-S-A, M as in Marie, A-R-I-E, 2237 at gmail.com. a marketing and merchandising professional ready to help you reach the audience you need to target. She's experienced in developing and implementing comprehensive marketing campaigns involving traditional and digital tactics such as web development, social media, print, online, broadcast, advertising, printed collateral materials, dimensional merchandising, and display programs. Boy, if you need somebody who can lead your marketing campaign, your marketing programs in a strategic fashion to your target market audience, you've got to talk to Lisa. LisaMarie2237@gmail.com. Shoot her a note. Say, Lisa, Pete was talking about you. We need to know more. We've got some services and products. We've got to get marketed. We've got to get them out there. We need somebody who can do that. Now, also, talk about, again, very quickly, I know we've mentioned him in the past, and Brian is still, he let me know, you just followed up just recently, Brian Keating is looking for a career opportunity for a role as a financial budget or business analyst. He's looking for a financial budget or business analyst role. Brian brings over 10 years of financial analysis experience and ability to adapt to new job demands quickly per his consulting background. And when you do consulting like I do, you adjust very quickly to almost any environment you go into. Every environment is different. Even if you're doing a very similar job to for a client that you've just done, you've got to adjust to the culture, the company, how they operate, how they do things. It's always different. And Brian can do that for you. Additionally, he possesses the ability to work on both confidential and high-profile projects. That requires an equal amount of commitment and knowledge of the proper levels of communication involved in each. And so if you're looking for somebody like Brian to fill a role for a financial budget or business analyst within your organization, reach out to him, shoot him a note, BrianKeating1@AOL.com. That's BrianKeating1@AOL.com. And say, hey, Brian, Pete at Pete Talks Jobs was talking about you. We need your help. We'd like to talk about you, learn a little bit more about what you can do. And now, actually, that wraps up our, excuse me. I apologize, live guys. That wraps up our review of candidates looking for work this week. Again, any other career seekers, matter, as long as you're within the United States, the contiguous United States, and are eligible to legally work for any employer in the United States, I will be happy to talk about your information, your experience, and your background, and what you bring to an employer, along with your email address, phone number too, if you want me to include it. Remember, we reach out to a little over 100,000 listeners every week on the Pete Talks Jobs Show, and love that we get to do that. Very quickly, I want to leave you with a quick note about Twice as Nice Mother and Child. Twice as Nice Mother and Child. They're an organization located in Gurnee that provides support to families in need. One of the biggest things they do are providing diapers to people who need them. Babies poop. That's what they do. My wife and I have had kids. They're all grown and gone. When they were kids, oh my gosh, it drove me nuts having to pay for them to make a mess in their pants. That just drove me nuts. But if you need it, you don't have a support system in place. My wife and I were incredibly fortunate to have the support of families that we have. My in-laws are amazing, amazing people. And to have their support, and if you don't have that, they provide diapers at no cost. They'll distribute, and in fact, they have a mobile diaper program. In 4 hours, they did 4,500 diapers they gave out. 4 hours, 4,500 diapers. If you can help them out, go to twiceasnicemc.org. Twice as Nice, M as in mother, C as in child.org. And tell them Pete at Pete Talks Jobs said that they could probably use a little help, whether it's a bag of diapers, a few extra bucks, but you'd love to help them out, no matter what it is. Or if you need the help, contact them. They'll be happy to hear from you and happy to provide whatever support they can. That wraps up that wraps up this episode of the Pete Talks Jobs Show. Thank you all very much for joining me. Tune in again next week. Looking forward to more jobs, more career seekers. Might even have another special guest. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
You're listening to Pete Talks Jobs on 216 The Net Internet Radio. Pete Talks Jobs is a pre-recorded weekly syndicated podcast featured here on 216 The Net on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. 216thenet.com.